there. Good evening. Okay, well, hello there. Good evening. Welcome to Wanda and the Word, and I apologize for any technical difficulties ahead of time. Don't know how the audio is going to be. And over a couple situations, and you, Father, we just thank you for this day. This is the day and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for helping us in our individual situations, Lord. I know Grace may have be able to allow a caller later on, callers later on before the end of the show. I want this to apply to real life, this word. So I'm going to prayer for us. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life in his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform thy vows. And that is a prayer unto God for us. Okay. Let me go over here to the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now this is before Jesus showed up, of course. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. He was helpless. Don't you feel helpless sometimes? Just so helpless. But you know what? You got to have faith that God is with you. And I'm going to end this. I'll try to be back. Okay, guys, I'm back. I hope the show is still going because I had an emergency here and had to attend to an emergency with some helpless people. And anyway, sorry, I'm bending over picking something up, one of my bookmarks from my Bible. Okay, I'm hoping to... Hoping the show is still going. I think it is. I think what happens is if you're gone from the show for a certain amount of time, it cuts you off and stops the entire show. But wasn't too long. So hopefully, anyway, just, you know, go ahead and call in if you want. Don't have much time left, so... 21 minutes, actually. We've got quite a bit of time. If you have some prayer requests or just need some encouragement, call in if you're listening. The Word of God is just so powerful. And, you know, when you're going through a trial and you feel like you're all alone, you know, you're not alone if you have Jesus in your life. You are not alone. And in all the years that I've known him, there's times when, you know, things are a little bit more rough than usual. I love it when I'm not having a trial. But when you're having a trial, you think about it. You come out on the other side and you look back and you know that Jesus was there. He was the one that was carrying you, actually. And, you know, I've been through that several times in my life. And you just keep hanging on to the Word of God, you know. Just stay in the Word, even if you can't get into it every single day. There should be really no time that you can't get into the Word, but... Don't allow yourself to get under the law. Don't put people under the law, and don't allow yourself to be put under the law. That is, condemn yourself if you don't get in the Bible as much as so-and-so or as much as you used to. I'm not saying don't get into the Word, but stay in it continually, as in, you know, just over time, you know, just take the Bible with you when you go driving or go to the store. Spend 5 minutes even in the Word, sitting in your car or, you know, laying on your bed or whatever. It will give you encouragement in life. So, praise God. I just thank you, Father, for these people that will be listening. And the live listeners in the archives also that are going through a battle. Maybe they're not going through a battle, Lord. Maybe things are going smoothly for them. That's wonderful. But there may be a time, of course, when we all have challenges. We just call on your name, Lord, to help us, to deliver us, to heal us, provide every need. Father, we thank you. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. Now, here's a scripture in Matthew 3:7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. You know, the Bible says, in Galatians, you shall know them by their fruit. There's a lot of Pharisees and Sadducees in this world. They pretend to be Christians, but they don't really have the fruit of being a Christian, and you'll know them. I mean, what if you have a situation where you go to church every Sunday and, oh boy, you would never miss a Sunday going to church. What if you offered somebody to help them out every once in a while? And this person maybe needed you to do it on a Sunday. Are you gonna help them, or are you gonna say, "Well, Sundays aren't good for me"? Sundays might not be good for that other person, but yet they maybe can't even ever get to church because of their situation. So are you going to be a hypocrite? Are you going to be a Sadducee and a Pharisee? Don't offer to help somebody and then pick and choose the day that you can't help them. Maybe it's just every once in a while they need your help on a Sunday. I'm just saying, okay. The letter of the law kills. Some people that are in the church, they're just playing a religious game. And when it comes to helping out a sister or brother out in the world, they meet them and they know that maybe they don't even care. They don't even investigate enough or get to know them enough to know that they're a sister and brother in the Lord. And they just don't even care. They don't even care. Yet they're the ones that are so religious. And then we've got the extreme cases of people that are in the so-called church that are actually mean to people. Mean, that means spirit from hell. And a boy, they make all kinds of excuses for being mean. Well, I'm not feeling well. Well, I'm old. Oh, they're just old. Oh, well, they're just not feeling well. No, you know what? I know people that aren't feeling well and that are old, that are just as sweet as can be. And they have the fruit of the Spirit. You could never accuse them of being not having fruit. Well, I don't see any callers, but if you want to call in, 646-929-0381. Okay, praise God. Well, so much has been going on in the world. Even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be able with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but children of the free. We're children of faith. We're faith, but as then he that was born after the flesh, see, there are some Christians that really are Christians, but they're really not. They persecute those that are born after the Spirit. They're in the flesh. They might not even be Christians, actually. Churchgoers, they pretend to be Christians. And they're not even, they persecute those born of the Spirit. But they don't understand. They don't lean to their own understanding. They just look at the outward, like the Bible says. A man looks on the outward and God looks on the heart. That's unfortunate. So, Lord, I just come to you again with these people that are listening and pray for them again, Lord. And who knows the situation they might be going through. It might be from just extreme difficulties. Lord, I lift up people on their jobs, people that have to work with other people all the time. Give us your grace, Lord. Give us your grace, Lord, your amazing grace. Okay, people, I think I'll just go ahead and end this a little bit early. It's amazing how much you can cram into 20 minutes. And I just thank you and appreciate you listening to this broadcast. Pray for God's love to permeate your life and surround you with His angels. Protect you and your family. Thank you, Father, for these people. I just lift up a simple prayer of salvation to those that don't know Jesus, that would like to know Jesus. And, you know, just by faith, from your heart, just say these words out loud, something similar. Words, Dear God, I repent of all my sins. I believe you, Jesus. I believe, God, that you raised Jesus from the dead and he died for our sins, my sins. Come into my life and take over, be my Lord and Savior. And I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, just pray a simple prayer to God Almighty and accept Jesus into your life. You'll never be the same and you'll never regret. And you'll know without a shadow of a doubt you're going to heaven. Pray for you to get a Bible and to that you can find a good church to go to. But stay close to God and don't be tricked and fooled by the enemy. And God bless you and touch you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you.